Welcome, Palmview High School in Boyachi Juvenil. This is Javier Salinas, one of the judges for today. Good morning. I'm looking forward to hearing your performance today. Good luck, and I will check back with you here in a second. Welcome back. I'm excited to hear you all. I have a couple of comments, and I hope you enjoy your performance. Here we go. So the first thing, just make sure all of our mics are on, and then overall with the trumpets, when we have that first thing, make sure we have some distinction between the articulation. Yep. That way we have more distinction and more direction, and the direction is going to be the name of the game for the entirety of the ensemble. Okay, so all of the violinists here need to have the same intensity from violin 1 to 3. Right now, violin 3 is a little kind of behind the melodic line here. Or at least the one towards the very end. I'm not too sure if you have three violin parts for this, but in this case, the one towards the very end. Everyone needs to look the same as far as the sound goes. Awesome time. Just be careful with the last here idea with everyone, making sure that we're not rushing through. Make sure that we fill in the rest with the music. Yeah. Otherwise, really, really good. With the trumpets overall, just make sure that when we're playing like E, 5, D5, like first vowel for D, open for E, or at least the fourth space and fourth line intervals, that we listen to the pitch there, because those are a natural tendency, or at least a natural tendency for that to be on the horn is to be flat. And so you need to be mindful of that, especially when we're playing with string instruments. Okay, so I think what might help with the vocalist here is just instead of when we approach the intervals, it's like stepwise. It sounds like, you know, like when you go over a speed bump, you know what I mean? Like it has that hiccup in the sound. What's going to help out is just if you do glissandos a whole lot more. So, die, die, but do it really slow. That, and the reason why we want that to be as a glissando is to help smoothen everything. And then don't be afraid of the last notes of every phrase, because those are the important ones too. Oftentimes we talk about like, oh, the breath needs to be good to support the beginning of the phrase, but we neglect the ending of the phrase too. So make sure we pay a lot more attention to that, because she has a good sound. And not only is the ending of the phrase important, but it could be used with purpose and direction, like to indicate, okay, we're finishing off one portion of the idea with a vocalist, and then the sound diminutes is essentially passing the torch to the next thing, which is the instrumental portion. Yeah, so the violins here, make sure that we're in the centers of the pitch here. Okay, so we work on the tuning for the chords here. And overall, just think more of the pocket, right? So there's four concepts. I'm going to discuss this later on today, but there's four concepts that we just kind of consider to be like within our like sabor, at least category of it. And
And one of them is going to be notes and rhythms and dynamics, right? D, da, when we have this hemiola rhythm. Don't be afraid to dig into it, yeah? But nevertheless, good job. I mean, really good performance today. I mean, y'all have a really, really good sound. Just small details here and there. But nonetheless, I hope that this is not the last time that we get to work together. But have a good day. Congratulations on your performance. And we'll see each other soon. Thank you.